So we are continuing B'siyat D'Shmaya with the Kedusha Shnia in the Kedushos L'Purim. And in the Kedusha Shnia we began last time discussing the inyan of osios, the inyan of letters, and ksavim, the two different ksavim. And we explained that the Torah was originally given to Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Torah was given in a very, very supernatural reality, and the Torah was also given with a ksav that Rashi referred to as ksav. The Gemara calls it ksav ivri, and Rashi explained to us that ksav ivri is basically a ruchni ksav. It's a ksav from beyond. Rashi referred to it as a type of writing, a type of ksav, a type of script of angels that's used for kamios, that's used for amulets, used for things from beyond. As opposed to our ksav, ksav ashuri, it's the letters of our world. And therefore, that is the Torah that was given to us by Ezra HaSofer. As the Gemara in Sanhedrin said, that had Moshe Rabbeinu not given us the Torah, we would have been able to be zochet to receive the Torah from Ezra. But Lamaisa, we did receive the Torah from Ezra. That's basically what we're saying over here, that as the Hemshech of Megillas Esther, as the continuation of the salvation in the days of Mordechai and Esther, which continued and culminated with the return to Eretz Yisrael and the building of the second Beis HaMikdash, under the leadership of Ezra, when we received the Torah, we received the Torah of the Tachtonim as a result of the Yeshua, as a result of the great revelation of the Nisim in the days of Mordechai and Esther. So that was the Torah that we were zochet to in the days of Bayis Sheni. And that's the Torah that's dafka, not in ksav ivri, which is the ksav from above and beyond, but it's the ksav of our Torah, because it's the ksav of this world. And it's the chiddush that Torah has an expression even in this very world. So now we'll continue based on this yisod, explaining the Gemara in Megillah, one of the psichasas that we began with, that the Kedusha Shnia begins with, in the Gemara and Megillah. And that is the pasuk of Tachas HaNa'atzutz Ya'aleh Berosh, Tachas HaSirpad Ya'aleh Hadas. As we said last time, the meaning of the pasuk is, in the place of the thorny tree, there will be a beautiful tree, and in the place of the prickly tree, there will be a hadas. There a hadas, also a beautiful tree. Meaning, in the place of a tree which is painful, a beautiful tree comes in that place. So let's learn. Va'ata nevar tachas ha'natzutz yala b'rosh. See where we are. Va'ata nevar tachas ha'natzutz yala b'rosh. What? No, we're not going from the very beginning. We're going right there. Maybe over here. Try over here. Tachas Haman. So what did the Gemara and Megillah say? Tachas Haman Ya'ale Mordechai. Right. So the Gemara said that in the place of the prickly tree will be this barosh, will be this sweet tree. In the world above and beyond, there is no achiza, there is no holding of chitzonim. It's a world of purity. It's a world of perfection. It's a world of refinement. But only in this world below, which is the world of nature, sham mador lechitzonim. Here in this world, in the world of creation, in the world of physicality, there's a potential and a possibility for external and negative energies and negative forces to be able to enter. And that's where the Yetzer Hara works. In the world of Teva, there can be Yetzer Hara, right? All Yetzer Haras are basically chalked up to Teva, right? It feels good. It looks good. It tastes good. My body wants to do it. My body desires it, right? How many people engage in the world of the Yetzer Hara simply because, well, this is what my body naturally does, so why shouldn't I do it, right? My body wants to eat that. My body wants to look at that. My body wants to go there, right? It's nature, right? And many people hide behind nature but really it's Yetzer Hara, because a person's true nature especially a Jew who's created B'Tselem Elokim, right? A person's true nature is to be able to transcend those natural urges. Their deeper, essential nature, right? But the base animalistic nature is the world Yetzirah. As he says, quote the Kisvei Arish, Ve'elam hazeh shamador l'chitzayinim. V'hinei, kol anisim niflaos haya b'shinui tivim. And as we spoke about Barichos in the first Kedusha, that the miraculous is all about changing Teva, going above Teva. V'kevan shaya b'shinui tivim nizgalo alamos shalamala. And when there's a changing in nature, yeah, are we together? When there's a changing in nature, so that's a revelation of a world that's above and beyond. That's a revelation of out of this world. Right? Because Lamaisa, this world is really hard, and this world is a place that the Yetzer Hara is strong and can grab hold of our arms and of our eyes and of our mouths and of our minds and can grab hold of us and take us captive, right? But if we are Lamal min ha-teva, if we go above and beyond this world, we're in the world of Ruchni. And there is, do we mention the, well, in my opinion, one of the most important Agadatas and Shas, the Gemara Nida of the argument between the Neshama and the Malach before coming down to this world. Maybe it's Nida Lamed Aleph Amed Beis, if I'm not mistaken. Also made into one of the most beautiful English Jewish songs ever, Neshamala by A.B. Rodenberg and Mordechai Ben David. Familiar? It's a must. Neshamala, you have to do it. Neshamala, it's based in this Gemara. It's also a Medrash Tanchuma. Which basically says that God created a person al korchachat hanolad, but before the neshama comes to this world, what is it doing? It's kicking and screaming and saying, "I don't want to go down there. You want to send me down there, right?" But Hashem says to the neshama, "Al korchach al tanolad, against your will, you will be created. You're not created to stay up here." Where it's in the words of Mordechai Ben David and Adrian Anberg, where I'll be safe and I'll be pure. The world of Malachim, the world of spirituality, the world of purity and refinement, the world of perfection. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Al korchach hatanolad. You have to go down there. But don't worry, you have the potential to become a tzaddik. You have the potential to actualize yourself and become so awesome and so great. That's what you're created for. Be that. But when a person experiences in this world ruchnias, or experiences the miraculous, and all of nature is totally transformed and transcended, then a person is going above and beyond this world. Right? So that's Pesach, and that's Sukkis, right? The Nisim and the Niflos of Yitzis Mitzrayim, and Shavuos, and Mamar Sinai, and the Ani HaKavod, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of this world and gave us a taste of Nitzchias, a taste of above and beyond, right? That's the Yom Tovim. The Yom Tovim, those days where we mamish went above and beyond. That's Yom Kippur, right? Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us mamish like Malachim. We're mamish malachim on Yom Kippur. What's Yom Kippur? Above and beyond, out of this world. Pesach, Yitzis Mitzrayim. V'lakachti Yishem Lilam. I'm taking you to me. To me, what does that mean? It means I'm going to Hashem. It means I'm leaving this world. It means I'm climbing out. I'm climbing out of the challenges. I'm climbing out of the Yetzirah. I'm climbing out of the Mador HaChitzonim. Aval bepurim underline shehaya nes b'teicha tivim im kein haya nes b'makom moshe v'chitzonim. But Purim, as we've said, is fundamentally different. Purim happened here, where the Yetzer Hara still is, where the Chitzayinim still are attacking us and challenging us, where we still feel our bodies and our urges and what we call the natural instincts, the animal instinct. Says the Kedusha Slavi, give al the Gapshad and the Gemara and Megillah. Vizel tachas anatzutz, tachas haman, sha'asa atzmo avorazara, yale b'rayish zem Mordechai. Right? Now, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to say that Mordechai took Haman's place. You learn Pashup Shadab Megillas Esther, Haman started out as the right-hand man, and Achashverosh did every single thing that he said, and by the end of Megillas Esther, Baruch Hashem, Haman is down in the dumps, dead, along with his kids, along with all of his followers, and Mordechai is raised up and honored and put in a position of chashivas in the kingdom, right? Mordechai takes Haman's place, right? You don't have to be the Tana or the Amora in the Gemara Megillah to say that Mordechai took Haman's place. But he's saying something deeper. Tachas ha-natzutz. In the place of that thorny tree, in the place of that na'atzutz, in that place of that thorny tree, that's Haman. Klaimer. Meishav v'shchunas Haman. Klaimer ba'olam hazeh, olam hateva shesham, meishav v'shchunas Haman. In that very place that Haman took hold, in that very place that from where Haman was functioning, in that very place that our enemies were plotting and toiling to take us down, Haman rumas the klipas achitzayna, because Haman represents, Haman's the bodily manifestation of Amalek and all this negative energy, all this spiritual opposition to Klal Yisrael, opposition to Kedusha and to Tara. Lachin asas atzmai v'eda zara, and that's why Chazal explained that what did he really do? He made himself into an avoda zara. He made himself into some sort of foreign negative spiritual force. The Chazav Ari, Shahaman Sharish HaNachash, Sharish HaSamech Mem, that Haman is the Nachash, right? Haman is this terribly potent, powerful, spiritual, venomous creature. Sham Daika, specifically there, Olubirai Yuzem Mordechai. In that very place, Mordechai came. Sham Nasanes Mordechai. That's where the miracle of Mordechai happened. Claimer Shazechidush Nasanes Bateikativim Shisham Mesh of Kitan Mishlitasan. How do we beat a Malik? How do we beat a Malik in the Midbar? How do we beat a Malik in the Midbar?
Moshe stood and.
That's right. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Midbar. Right, the Mishnah in Maseches Rosh Hashanah goes into detail, and that Moshe put his arms up, and when his arms are up, right, it's not really that. Right, rather, Klal Yisrael were looking klape mala and meshavet libam l'shamayim, and that caused the Kadosh Baruch Hu to be mashpia on us, the Yeshua being able to beat a Malik. Right, how do we beat a Malik then? We beat a Malik by going klape mala, by going above and beyond, by looking upwards. By looking upwards, looking out of this world. We beat a Malik by being going out of this world. In the days of our defeating and our bringing down of Haman, it dafka happened without going out of this world. It dafka happened, everybody stayed in their places. Same places. That's what the Rebbe is saying. Sham nasanis Mordechai. Klamer zechidish nasanis b'teichativim. Shisham ma'ishem chitzenim shlitasan. In that very place, we didn't have to go out of this world. We didn't have to go above and beyond in order to beat Haman and to beat Amalek in that door. Asher Haman merkabel lahen lememshel sachitzenim. Va'av al pichay nasa b'teichativim neis v'nizkal ha'shchina b'nisim kasher b'yarnu. The tachas has sirpad yala hadas, and this is in the place of this prickly bush. Sirpad yala hadas grows, sprouts forth the hadas, this beautiful, sweet myrtle bush. Says Chazal, tachas vashti, hayrisha shesarv dasu shel zav, asher vashti merkav le nukva temeya hililis, klemer shemakim chitzenim shubtei chateva shem meishav chitzenim yala hadas se Esther hanes demar nechay ve Esther. Right, again, it doesn't take rocket science. This, you don't need to be a gaon to say that Esther took the place of Vashti. Right, learn the second parak of Megillah's Esther, and Esther takes the place of Vashti. Right, the drush of Chazal is coming to tell us something much deeper. That in that very place, the location of Vashti, the queenship, is there a word, queenship? The queenship of the kingdom of Persia. In that very place, Esther came in, and Anais was poreach. Anais sprouted forth from that very location, in the place of the sirpat, in the place of the thorny tree, in the place of the prickly bush. That's where the Anais took place. That's the Chiddush. In the place of the Natsuts and in the place of the Sirpad, there came the Barosh Mordechai, there came the Hadas, Esther Hamalka. Right? The cave and Janasa Nes Batechativim Shalonishtano Ativim Lachin Ade Kriasa Megillah Nes Eru Tripu Isios Hagadesh Meshem Hashem Vashbasam Me Eloke Elokim Vazel Ade Mikra Megillah Kashabiyarnu. Right? And therefore, that's the Koyach of Megillah's Esther. The Koyach of Megillah's Esther is giving us this perspective, giving us this glimpse, giving us this vision that there, in that very place, in this very story, which seems so down here, so regular, Ki'ilu, but there such unbelievable things are happening. And therefore, it's at that time that we were zochot to be mekalb the Torah and the ksav ashuris. Because the ksav ashuris, the ksav of olam hazeh, to have this world. Such a beautiful pshat. And he says, this is the meaning of the words, and these will be for you in Os Olam. Zel Mikra Megillah. That's the Hemshech of the Pasuk over there. That's the Hemshech of the Pasuk over there. And again, this is from, this Pasuk is from Sefer Yeshayo. It's a Haftarah of what? It's a Haftarah of Taniyos Tzibor. Will we be able to find it? Over here? Maybe not.
Being a sitter, no.
No, here, here, it should be. Right, kids, so that's a puzzle, right? Tachas anatzut yale berosh v'tachas asipad yale hadas v'haya lachem lachem osolam. Yeah, it is in the Siddur. Yeah, but that's a pasuk. V'haya lehem la'os olam, and it'll be for you a sign forever. What's the deeper pshat? What's the vert? Zel mikra megillah. The Gemara is mamshich. Klemer la'os olam. What's a os olam? Pasuk simple. Forever what? So that's already the drush. Pashup shot means la'o solam. It'll be a sign for you forever. This miracle will be a sign for you forever. But says the Rebbe, tevas osu lashon osios, like you're saying. But this is b'derech drush. Letters. It'll be letters forever. These letters will be for you forever. Klemar, which letters? The letters of Megillas Esther. Klemar shal yidei Megillah zachinu la'os olam. Hema osios hakadoshim shu osios shal ksav ashuris. The osios of ksav ashuris. The osios of Megillas Esther. V'chein kasa be'amun bitachum sh'osi lashon osios v'zeh la'os olam. Klemar osios shal ashuris shu ad olamim. Ad sh'kasa v'ashuris sh'ksav ashuris shu ha'ma'ushar b'ksav v'ham yuchedas l'teira. This is the specific ksav that was set aside to be the ksav for the Torah, the ksav that we were given in the days of Ezra. Ukimosha Torah kain osios shu nitzchis v'zel os olam ksav ashur shu nitzchi v'zel os olam os lashon osios. The letters of the Torah will be forever, but the letters of the ksav ivri, the ksav that we got in Har Sinai, the ksav that we got in that miraculous supernatural above and beyond experience, in a certain sense, that's not a os olam. Because what about one day in the year 2019 where a person is sitting stuck in this world, stuck in Gashmias, stuck in Olam Hazeh, stuck in Chitzonius, stuck in the difficulties of Olam Hazeh, feeling like he's so unbelievably far away from that Har Sinai experience. That Ksav Ivri, that Ksav above and beyond, that Har Sinai experience is something so distant to him, that doesn't speak to him. Comes Megillas Esther, in Ksav Ashuris, given to us by Ezra, that's the story of his own life, the story of totally being here, which is telling us and declaring to us and expressing to us that in this Olam HaTeva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is as with us as he was in that miraculous supernatural experience at Har Sinai. Inami, Os Olam Osios Hashurish, Sheosios Hu Ba'olam HaTeva, Ki Abrim Nechlakim B'Sefer Yetzir La'olam Shana V'Nefesh, V'HaTeva Hu Neged Olam. Olam Hashem, right, going to the famous concept of the Yetzir Ashan, the three dimensions of reality, Olam, the world of geography, space, Shana, the world of time, and Nefesh, the world of souls. Teva refers to the world of Olam, the world of geography, the world of space. The Olamos Shalomala Neged Shana V'Nefesh. And Olamos, world of time and spirit, of souls, that's above and beyond. V'zeh La'os Olam. But another judge that's Os Olam, Dafka, in this world, the world of space. Right? If you had to say those three dimensions, which one of those three dimensions is the least spiritual? Time, space, and soul. Which is the least spiritual of those three dimensions?
Space,
right? Space is very, very, it's quantifiable. It's olam hazeh mamish. What I see, distances, weights, and all the different ways of quantifying space. It's very, very thick. It's very, very terse. It's very, very gashmi, right? No. Os Olam. Megillas Esther is for us an Os Olam. It's an Os in the realm of Olam, in the world of space, where it looks very thick, it looks very soulless, it looks very spiritualless, it looks very, very physical, very Gashmi, but no, there's an Os Olam in this world, in this very world of Teva, this very world of space. There's an Os there as well that that is revealing to us the presence and the hashgacha of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ashur she nishtanu achas shenitakin olam hu olam ateva asher hu marumas keneged olam hamuzkar b'sefer yitzira, in the world of space that's mentioned in Sefer Yitzira.
I feel like that's the chiddush of the Mishkan.
Say it out.
The Mishkan is very physical. It's 1.5 amas by one.
This and that. Nevertheless,
whatever. But that's where Hashem chooses to dwell.
Yafemo. That's where, very, very similar to what we discussed from in the Or Gedaliah, who says Eila Pekude HaMishkan, that the world of Pekude, the world of physicality, the world of gold and silver. We fell victim to thinking that whole reality is a reality of physicality, it's a reality of gashmius, it's a reality of godlessness, right? But what's the tikkun? And that was all the chedegel. What's the tikkun of that? Ela pekudei hamishkan, taking all of that and channeling it towards building a mishkan, taking this physical world that has dimensions, it has space, it has weights and measures, it has different physical components, and recognizing that we have the capacity for making this physical world a house for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Absolutely, very, 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 very similar and important. So, should we go a little weiter, or should we stop here?
You don't stop me.
A little weiter. Okay, let's give the next chunk. From Va'ata Nevayer. Yeah, that's where we're up to here. Va'ata Nevayer, Rabbi Yechanan. Yes, let's give that and go to Va'ata Nevayer. Lama Shamru. Lama Shamru. Va'ata Nevayer, Lama Shamru, Psach is a Mordechai. V'lama Nikrashmo Psachia, right? So, one of the names that Chazal say of Mordechai is Psachia. Says Chazal, why? It's in Shkalim. Perikei Mishnah Aleph and Shkalim. Lama nikra shom Psachia? Why is Mordechai called Psachia? Shaya poseach bedvarim v'darshan v'yodea b'shivim lashon. And Mordechai was able to open up things, to open up in Yanim and to be dorish them, to explain them. V'yodea b'shivim lashon, he's able to know in 70 languages. What's the Indian? Right, the inyan of Lashon HaKodesh, the ksav of Lashon HaKodesh, is that it's the manifestation. Right, we mentioned that this is really spoken about by the colleague of the Rebbe over here, who is one of the Kedushas Levi's closest colleages, closest chaverim, the Baal HaTanya of Shneur Zalman of Liadi. They were in the same chabura under the Magid of Mizrich. Zuchrenim Tzadikim Levracha, and the Baal HaTanya speaks about this inyan Barichas in Shar Yichud Ba'amuna, the inyan of the Osios, how the Osios is the revelation of Kedusha down into this world, how the world is created with Osios, and that's why he says this world is called Lashon Kodesh Hebrew is called Lashon HaKodesh. Why? Because it's Dafka, these Osios that are the spiritual DNA that bring about reality in this world. That Kedusha and that Kedusha from above is able to manifest down into this world through the Osios and create this world. V'ayim b'sefer ha-meire, quoting the Rambam, Meir Nevuchim, right? What is the Rambam's famous explanation why Hebrew is called Lashon HaKodesh? Shenasam tam lamanikar Lashon HaKodesh v'dvareinu hu hanachon. Right? He says, okay. There's a famous machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban, why Hebrew is called Lashon HaKodesh. What did the Rambam say? The Rambam said that the reason why Hebrew is called Lashon HaKodesh is because it doesn't have any words for for things of lewdness, things of disgustingness, right? Because it's kadosh, and that it doesn't have any words for things that are disgusting. However, he said that's the Rambam's approach. The Ramban and maybe the Mekubalim and the Tzaddikim in the world of Pnimius HaTorah say it's a little deeper, that it's not just what Hebrew doesn't have that makes it kadosh. Excuse me, not just what Hebrew doesn't have that makes it kadosh, but rather no, it's that lashon kodesh is coming from like we were speaking about before, right? Basara ma'amaros ha'olam nivra, right? This is the words, this was the utterances, this was the language that's used by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be bore this olam. It's coming from that istakabel raiso bar alma. This is the ABCs, this is the DNA, this is the raw material of the creation of this world from the spiritual reality above. V'dvareinu ha'nachon, and this approach of Lashon Kodesh is the correct one. V'ksiva shalehem v'lashon shalem k'dimus ha'echas sarim shalem v'kab moshev v'mehashvina v'kmo she'abdu shalem ein atama kach ksav shalem v'lashon shalem ein atama. And our ksav is called ksiva tama. It has a tmimus, it has a perfection, because it's coming from this perfect spiritual reality. And therefore, this ksav ashur is called a ksiva tama. Why are the other nations created? Bichlal, what are they doing here? So Chazal say, right, everything is created b'shvil Yisrael, right? Gracious b'shvil Yisrael shenikra gracious b'shvil HaTorah, but everything is for us. Everything is for is for Yisrael. Shelafamim al eizes siba yesh miyomos tov liYisrael ba'avor zeh yinika shalom mikdusha. Right, that as we certainly know that in the Yom of Mashiach, this reality will be revealed for all to be able to see, that Am Yisrael will be revealed as the Am HaNivchar, and everybody will take their place in the world, recognizing the fact that we're the Am HaNivchar, recognizing that we're the Mamlechas Kohanim Goy Kadosh, taking their place in order to strengthen us, in order to help us all fulfill this mission of living under the revealed Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad, right? But many of the goodnesses and many of the kindnesses that the nations of the world are doing over time is to be mechazik us. And had they not been able to bestow this goodness on Klal Yisrael, they wouldn't have been even created. Why did they have any shaychas to exist? In order to be able to be mechazik this Indian. Right, it's the whole reason why the world exists. Right, to be able to declare and to reveal and to publicize Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad, and that's we Klal Yisrael. That's our main Indian. Right, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Echad. Right, and all of the nations of the world are just to be able to help in this process. And they only have a right. They only have a zchus to be able to exist if they're helping in this. If they do something in their history, if they do something in their time to mechazik Klal Yisrael in some way to do this. From that place, which gives them the Pesach, which gives them the entrance to be able to earn their existence, they're able to be kayim. And just like that's how they are as a nation, so to their languages, that their languages also are yonik, their languages also draw from our language, right? In order to, right? Why does English exist? Because there's a harbatzas haTorah, there's a hafatzas haTorah that can only happen in English, that could never happen before English, right? Why does the internet exist? It's pashut, the internet exists to be able to share Torah in ways that it never could have existed before, never could have been shared before, right? It's pashut. Obviously, zelu maseh as Elokim, of course, with every unbelievable trend, advance, right? Any with every right? There's a negative and a damaging and a challenging and dangerous side. V'da shekol sarvus hashulam masar chlabodus Elokeinu, and every one of the right, the famous Ramban and Parashat Achrimos, all of the Sarim, all of the spiritual angels, which are the heads of the nations, they all serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who are Elokei Elokim? He's the God of Agadah, Adonai Adonim, V'chol Echad Tzarech La'agid Shira, and they all sing to Him, Kefi B'chinaso, based on their unique angle, their unique service of Hashem. Each one of these Sarim, each one of these spiritual heads of all different lands and all different nations. Gama Tzarech La'esav, Shigzabek Yim Yaakov, Tzarech La'agid Shira, right? As Rashi tells us in Parashas Vayishlach, that the Saru Shal Esav, which Yaakov Avinu was fighting with, he had to also sing his Shirat Hashem, right? Every Sar, even the Sar, the spiritual emissary, the spiritual leaders, spiritual beings, the angels that oversee Amon, Moab, Amalek, even whatever they are, they all sing their Shirat Hashem, even the Saru Shal Esav. in bahava, in beira, in minitzachon, whether it's through love, whether it's through fear, whether it's through netzach. Ukvi bechinas shover es elokeinu magid shir kach yinik kach mashpiel umaso kach adumas osu shalumos v'lashon shalumos. Right, and this could be a whole study that every nation has its inyan and its ksav, its language is a manifestation of this inyan. Its speech, its land is a manifestation of this inyan. Whatever it may be, v'dat. If a person wants that there should be a transformation of a nation to be able to recognize, like we experienced on top of Masada, when we had all those people who were mamish celebrating Jews, the Christian evangelicals, you guys hear about this? What happened? It was unreal. Christian evangelicals who saw that we were Jews coming back to the land of Israel, and they mamish were lifting us up on their shoulders and celebrating us. Wow, Jews, the people of God, unbelievable. It was an unbelievable eye-opening moment. And Havai, all the nations of the world should realize that we're the Am HaNivchar, right? But if we want that to happen, that when a person by a tzaddik realizing the shira and the avoda of that specific tsar, he can cause a whole nation to take their place. Right? We know, right? What sukkah is the shivim parim? Seven cows. Can I get all the nations of the world have their place in the right? You know, it's kind of like a Lion King type matzah, the circle of life, right? All of different animals have their place in the circle of life, right? And the job of tzaddikim, not only within Klal Yisrael but beyond Klal Yisrael, is to be able to find the nekuda of each nation and their sar, the song that their sar is singing, the song that the sorrow of France and the sorrow of England and the sorrow of Germany and the sorrow of Russia and the sorrow of Brazil, that there's something from that place, from those people, from that geographical location, from that nation, from that culture, from that language. There's a song there that sar and in turn those people are meant to be singing to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if a tzaddik is able to reveal that, that's an unbelievable tikkun, and the shira of that place, Kadosh Baruch Hu, takes its place, stage location in the world, in the spiritual and physical formation of reality, and the world becomes that much closer to tikkun. And therefore, because of this, right, we see this by a lot of tzaddikim, yeah? Yosef HaTzaddik was able to know Shivim Lashon. Moshe Rabbeinu at the beginning of Chumash Devarim. What does Rashi tells us, right? Be'er HaTorah, Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu... Be'er Heitev. What did he do? He said the Torah in...
Well, he said to write on the stones.
That's right, 70 languages, right? And the Mishnah over here says that Mordechai HaTzaddik knew 70 languages. What's the Indian? Like... Can't they, like, why do they need to know more than, like, Hebrew? There may be a little Yiddish. Okay, if English, you know, if they're teaching people English, why do they need to know Shiv? What's the Indian? Why do tzaddikim need to know Shiv? Like, they need to be so worldly that they can, you know, talk to, like, you know, you stand in the kotel, like, when the French people, like, they can say bonjour, and the Chinese people, they can say whatever it is, and the Ethiopian people, they can talk in the... Like the, right, and all different people, like, so we know some tzaddikim that, you know, they like to be able to communicate with every single human being under the sun. But what's the Indian? Why did tzaddikim need to know Shivim Lashon? The Gavriel Lamed the Yosef Shivim Lashon, right? And the Gemara in Saita famously says, Derech Agav Medrash says that the bracha of Atachonin, the fourth bracha of Shmona Esrei, right? We know the first three brachas of Shmona Esrei correlate to the three of us, right? Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So the Medrash says the fourth bracha of Shmona Esrei of Atachonin is connected Yosef Atzadik. And when was it said? It was said when Yosef was in prison and the Malach Gavriel came to Yosef and taught him 70 languages. No?
Talk a bit later, I think. I mean, right when he got out of prison.
Yeah, on the verge of getting out of the prison, to be able to communicate with Paro, to be able to have it in his back pocket, to be able to interpret the dreams.
No? And
Sota Lama Gimel. Shalam Gimel. Exactly. Very good. Right. And Yossi also 70 languages. Shalam also Ayach Kol Savasay Yinikol. Because what's the Indian of knowing 70 languages? What's the Indian? It's the Indian of knowing all of the different nations and all the different sarim and all the different spiritual emissaries of each of the nations and how they have a chalik in kedusha and they have a shira to Hashem. The kevin shiyada yachin nikas me kedusha veyachas shpa. So v'zet demusa osir shalkolo na umos v'demusa loshona shalkolo umos kedemusi nikasu v'zelam gavrielas yosif veyachin nikasu shalkolo shal sarim u'mizay yada shivim lashon v'gravianu she yinika shal sarim v'ashira shal sarim misham maschal shon shal uma v'hu reishisan u'psichasan shalkolo umos she'ad shenishtal shal lamata. What did Yosef Atzadik successfully do as soon as he knew those 70 languages? He quickly became basically the king, the most powerful person in all Mitzrayim. And what did he do? He was chosen them all b'tshuva. He made them all get a bris milah. He totally sanctified the whole place. He caused all of Mitzrayim to be able to sing their shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this revealed world, and obviously by definition in the world above. Why? Because Yosef HaTzadik knew the secret of Mitzrayim. He knew the shira of Mitzrayim. He knew the inyan of the Sarah of Mitzrayim, and he was be able to tap into them, cause an unbelievable mapecha, an unbelievable transformation, because that's the inyan of tzaddikim, knowing the shivim l'shonos, knowing the inyan, knowing the nekuda of every nation. How do we win all of the wars before Purim? Right? It was a Kadosh Baruch Hu miraculously. A Kadosh Baruch Hu miraculously making us the wars. Kibush Haaretz, right? Sichon and Og, right? All the miracles, unbelievable. How do we win the battle in the days of Mordechai and Esther? Ahasuerus himself kills our adversary. The king kills his right hand man. He hangs him, and he's the one that gives them the green light to let all the people defend themselves and take revenge against all the haters of Klal Yisrael. V'shalach rasan Ahasuerus Hashaya same li Yisrael gemamar azal mashal baal hatel v'acharitz lasus tevis Yisrael v'hine me'ein zachem Mordechai l'nisa. How in the world did Mordechai was able to successfully bring around this unbelievable mapecha where all of a sudden Ahasuerus himself is winning the war for us? It's totally ludicrous. It's unprecedented in our history that our enemies, Ahasuerus was our enemy, ends up being the one who's fighting our other enemies for us. And no miracles happen. Why? Right? Oh, so is the name of Ahasuerus. Ahasuerus was the king of the world. He Melch Bekipa. Kipa means he had an iron dome over all of reality, right? Sheva, Esther Ramea Medina, right? All of civilized reality was basically under his rule. He's a powerful person in the world. But Mordechai Yadas Kol Yuniko Shal Kol Shivim Sarim. Mordechai knew the inyan of all the Shivim Sarim, of all of the nations within the kingdom of Ahasuerus, in the empire of Ahasuerus. Adi Shira Shalem Ve'achem Aivdim La'Bari Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. And he knew their inyan. He knew what their shira. He knew what their tikkun was. What their purpose in this world was. How they fit in to this celestial picture of Avodas Hashem in all of the realities, this world and the world above. And Mordechai knew that language. He knew the shira of every nation and their sar. V'amar Mordechai Hashirim Shalem. Mordechai begin to sing their song. And he took their song and brought it back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'avar Esakel Kvi B'chinasam. And he brought their avoda, their individual unique avodah, brought that to Hashem. Ubazeh kafa sasarim lasas psono kivin shiyada yinikasam. He was able to make a big transformation of all the sarim that they should turn back to Hashem and sing their shira to Hashem. Mordechai was goring this at the root. He was goring the sarim to once again sing their songs. Umachmaseh kapo hashivim sarim asachashverim lasas kirtzono ish zeh kirtzon ish zeh Mordechai lasas tov Yisrael legrom sasam asimple Yisrael glimko mevem lahagdilas Mordechai. Mordechai got into the core of all of reality of all the nations. He turned the nations in their essence back to Hashem to sing their song. Every nation has a song, right? It's a big yisod, right? It looks like mamish, you know, you look, read the current events today, right? The nations seem like they have zero song. Like they have nothing but terrible, terrible, right? But why? It's because maybe we're not doing our job of showing every nation that they have a song, or maybe things have gotten so bad that they have whatever it is, right? But every nation has a song, every nation has a purpose, every nation has a tachlis here, every nation has a place in the circle of life, right? And every nation has their inyan and their purpose here. Chai Yisrael are the centerpiece, are the crowning jewel of reality, right? But it's all one, it's all in one big picture, right? And one of our jobs is to show the French and the Americans and the Brazilians and the Russians and the Africans and the Australians to show them that they have a Shira in the world of Hashem as well. The Inyan of a Tzaddik, who knows the Shivim Lashon, who knows how to redirect at the core the angel of every nation, to redirect them to Hashem, which will in turn redirect the people to Hashem, which will in turn cause them to respect and honor Klal Yisrael, which will in turn bring the world to its perfection. That's what Mordechai did. He caused them all to transform and to refocus back to Hashem. And if you focus on Hashem, then now you can honor and respect the Jewish people. And this is also mirrored in their ksav, in their languages, in their letters, in their speech. And this is the geshmak, this is the Indian Mordechai knowing Shem Lashon, knowing how to redirect all of the nations of the world back to Hashem. And that causes a reverberation down in this world to be us honored and respected here. One last paragraph. Umash Amr Chazal Sheh Posech B'Dvarim. What is the Indian who is Posech B'Dvarim? He opened in ideas. Near Perusha, Psychasim, Vishisha, Nikasim, Shalasarim, Ade Shir, Shalahem, Shalasarim, Kimvor, Kamakemus, and Gadokeh, Oman Perak Shira. They need a Perak Shira, the Shira of all the nations and all the creatures and all the animals and all of the natural world and the seas and all the parts of nature. Right? Mordechai opened it. He started the song. You know. Sometimes everybody loves to sing. There's no such thing as a human being that doesn't love to sing. Everybody loves to sing. What happens? People don't know how to start the song. Yeah? I don't know how to start the song, right? If somebody else starts a song, I'll get into it, right? But the job of a tzaddik is to start the song. You start the song, and we'll get into it, right? The Sarim forgot their song. The Sarim forgot how to sing to Hashem. The nations forgot their song. Why is Mordechai called Psachia? Shepasach Bedvarim. He started the song. He started the song and reminded the world, reminded all the nations, reminded all the 127 provinces of Achashverosh's empire that they all have a song to sing to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he was Poseach Bedvarim, and he got the song started. Vizel Psachia Zem Mordechai Sheposeach Bedvarim Kamer Shepasach Hashar Shal Shirim. In his dvarim, he started. He got them going. Mashar Mordechai dibur v'ashirim shal asarim ki chol ashirim shal amlachim lemalu v'dibur v'ayim b'sed ha'chashmal v'gitalia one of the mikubalim and Mordechai posech asharim shalom dvarim shayemagin adiburim shal ashirim shal ayim sarim v'zeo psach is a Mordechai shaposech v'dvarim v'yidei zeh yada b'shirim lashon ad kanira le'el, right? And this is a little bit of a new Indian that we haven't spoken so much. This is the Koyach of Mordechai, right? Mordechai refocused all of reality back to Hashem. There'd been a great crookedness, right? And we could maybe be most of it and say, where did this great crookedness come from? There's a Chorban Beis HaMikdash, yeah? The Beis HaMikdash, which is meant to be the centerpiece of the world, which showers at the Shefa and the realization and the knowledge of God to all people. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the whole world is cockeyed. The heart stops pumping godliness to the world. How in the world do you expect Brazil and Norway and Scandinavia and North Pole, South Pole, Australia, New Zealand, Finland, how do you expect them to be able to encounter God when the Beis HaMikdash is no longer pumping out elokus to the world? But a tzaddik is called Shabbos. A tzaddik is called Mikdash. And Mordechai is able to what? Like a little CPR in reality. Like get that heart pumping again, right? All those Sheva, Esri, Yomei, Medinos, there's a God in the world. And you have a song to sing. You have a place in worshiping and serving Him. And when that happened, you know, there started to be a spiritual circulation in reality once again. And the different Umos started to sing their song. This brokenness in reality becomes fixed, becomes cured, and anything that's against that, Haman and all the Tzur Yisrael and all the haters of Klal Yisrael are tumar, are filth that we need to be cleansed out of their system. And the system cleanses itself when reality realizes what they're here for, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to honor Klal Yisrael, to honor Tzadikim, to be mechazik Klal Yisrael. Then everybody has their place, and when they have their place, all the tumah is washed out of the gutters, and Haman and his and his sons and all the Tzori Yisrael are cleansed out of this beautiful re-refined world global picture. You know, this is Mamish Mashiach. Right? And that's the, you know, that's one of the inyanim of tzaddikim, to teach not only Klal Yisrael but to teach the whole world their song in the context, the greater context of all the songs that need to be sung to the Borei Olam. We should be zochet to see this again, the Meir B'Yamin.
It's drifting a little bit over there.
What?
Yeah, it's drifting a little bit over there.
Great. Okay, Meir Hashem, Tuesday at 12:15. If anybody can.
That machlokas Rambam reminded me of Hilchos Talmud Torah between the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch Harav. The Rambam, the Rambam says, starts off Hilchos Talmud Torah with Nashim ve'avadim ve'katanim turim or something like that. It's the start, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav said, I don't want to start Hilchos Talmud Torah like that. I want to start with who's chayiv, who's going to do it. What do they got to do?
It's fundamentally different ways of looking at the world. What the answer is? The answer is Shamar V'Zachar B'Diborach. It's all one.
So the Sanhedrin.
That's it. Sanhedrin's coming.
I was thinking of like answering for you, and I was like, I was like, all right, like I got this, and like, 7:20.